Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh-ay-o, mm-hmm, ooh-ay-o, mm-hmm, ooh-ay-o, mm-hmm, ooh-ay-o, mm-hmm,
ooh-ay-o. I've been walking,
mm-hmm, ooh-ay-o,
with my face turned mm-hmm, to
my head,
just in case I have to run. Do what I can when I can, while I can, for my people.
While the clouds roll back and the stars fill the night,
that's why I'm gonna
stand up,
take my people with me. Together we are
going far across the river.
Can you hear
freedom calling, calling me to enter?
Gonna keep on
keeping on. I can feel it in my bones,
and I know ooh, what's around the bend might be hard. Faces I'm alone, and I just might fail. Lord knows I tried. Sure as
stars fill up the sky,
stand up,
take my people with me.
Together we are
going
to a
brand new home, far across the river.
You hear
freedom calling, calling me to enter.
Today, welcome to the Truth and Power Corner. How y'all doing? How y'all doing? We had, you know, today was our first Friday powwow, but things happen. First of all, our brother Malik, oh my goodness, brother Malik, we're sending our love, peace and power and healing strength to you. He was rushed to the ER today, so we want to make sure that he's doing okay. Waiting for, you know, word back to see how he's doing. And then Joe Kareem, he has two funerals to attend tonight. So we just going to have to go on in their absence. We're sending healing prayers to them. And we are with them. We are with them. So we want to go on with the show today. First, I want to take care of a little housekeeping. First of all, I want to thank and salute to all our political prisoners, POWs, and our elder comrades that are still locked behind those prison walls. We still aren't doing anything about it. We still are not taking care of any business. So we got things we got to do, family. We got work to do. Salute to all black media platforms, our sisters and brothers that keep bringing us this truth and power. Black news for us and by us. Nobody else cares about us. And until we overstand and understand that and start doing for us, okay, we're going to keep being at the bottom. I'm tired of being at the bottom. Tired of being at the bottom. Salute to Brother Noble, Sister Moore, and our families in Stonecrest, Georgia, and Denver, Colorado with Unity Community News. We will be back in 2022 with Season 4. We got got a lot of things coming up. Stay tuned, stay tuned. Salute to the Republic of New Africa, President Sarr, and First Vice President Mama Aya. Our black delegates and our citizens and our officials. Free the land, free the land. All right, let's get into our show today. Like I said, I want to welcome y'all to the show. We're going to just have an open mic tonight, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, I did have some guests scheduled, but things happen, and it's just how it goes. So we're going to start, we're going to open up our lines that we have open today. We're going to start our first call we have, open up the line. And I'm going to call out the first area code and your first three digits, and then you come on into the show. We don't have too many called in yet, but this is my favorite. This is my brother right here. What's up, what's up? Sister Sade, how you doing today? Yeah, I can hear you. What's up?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's up?
Good, good. Good evening, everyone.
You must be in the truck because
you
can't sound kind of low.
Okay, yeah. I mean.
Okay.
How is that now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you better now. Yeah, it's nice. Echoing. So how y'all doing today?
Good. Good. How are you? How's everybody?
I ain't doing good. Like I said, we had a guest scheduled today. But like I said, Brother Malik had to go to the ER. You got to see what's going on with him. And our brother had two funerals to go to. You know, like I said, we were going to be talking about things today. You know, you already know what's going on with me. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
we just gonna start a conversation because, like I said, man, we had a critical. It's not even... They keep saying that we had a turbulent time, right? And I don't see it as a turbulent time. I see this as a time for us to be getting right, right? So I want to ask you, how do you look at that? Because a lot of people saying, we're going through a lot of things, right? But you have to go through something to get to that next level, right? So how are your thoughts on that? Because they like, well, we just going through a lot of this is our time to change things, though. You know what I'm saying? So what are your thoughts on this?
I kind of look at it both ways. I'm still very split for the simple fact that I know how easy it can. I know if we come together, we can do a lot more, you know, and it's really hard to get people to come together and do things and see the bigger picture. Or see how easy it can be for them to do something. I know we have a lot of materialistic things that we think about when we talk about coming together and things like that. There's a word I'm trying to think of. I can't remember what word it was, but I got a perfect word for it. But yeah, I feel like everybody's too not focused on the right thing. That's all.
We're not focused enough. I totally agree on that. Because like my thing is, like, you know, I know what happened to my baby last night, right? So
right.
I live in this neighborhood and I'm like, you know, people be like, oh, you live in a bad neighborhood, I couldn't live around. So I'm, you know, explaining to them, this is how people, you know. And so what, you know, with them having this shootout over here last night, how can you explain stuff like that, right? So I look at that, you know, I'm like, it's not that we don't know. It's just like it's a sickness, it's an illness that is like it's just sucking life out of us. Why do we want to be so self-destructive and don't want better for ourselves and our children is what I'm not understanding. Are we that blind?
Part of me, yes, because I was talking to a business owner the other day, and it's everybody just on in their own world. Like, they think if they go to school, get a good education, come out, get a good job, buy a house, buy a car, you know, that individualism. If I do this, I'm going to be okay. yeah, you may, but your situation, the situation around you, the situation overall, the bigger picture will not. We will not be okay doing that.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm looking at it like, I'm like, we don't own any of these corporations. All these big-ass businesses, corporations, industries, we don't own none of this. How can that, what I'm trying to see, right, we don't own none of this. How is it going to go over to the next level, right, where we don't own nothing? They own everything. So when we go over to the next level, what are we supposed to do? You feel? That's what I be thinking about. Because
My thing, I go back to the materialism, the materialistic stuff. There's a lot of things that we just want out of, just want because it's big and shiny or pretty or something. You know, we have a lot of things that we just want and we don't necessarily need. So I don't want to, you know, I don't want everything. I don't want the latest, newest gadgets and stuff like that. I want to minimize everything. So if we got to a point where we wanted to minimize and be able to go without some things, we don't have to feel like the white man owns everything, you know, because it's nothing that you want that the white man has. You don't want what the white man has anyway.
Exactly. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Because we want what he got, and they don't even, it's not going to benefit our lives, you feel me? So I totally understand what you're saying when you say that. I feel we got to, as black people, learn how to sacrifice. That's the word right there. Sacrifice and not thinking that we need these things to survive. Because somebody's going to tell me, you know, because I don't want a television. I think I don't need a television. You know what I'm saying? What I need TV for? Like, you know what I'm saying? If I wanted a television, I don't need no television. So they're going to tell me, my mom, where's my mom? She told me something wrong with me because I don't have TV in my house.
No.
So what's wrong with me because I don't have a TV? Because I'm not doing what the white dressed up monkey said.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I look at things.
A lot of us need to turn the TV, man. TV getting, I want to turn the TV off. We turned it off. They can't, my children can't watch it. Can't watch TV, can't watch cartoons because everything is poisonous now. Everything. Every TV show. It ain't not one cartoon that ain't got a bit of poison in it. My son's not allowed to watch TV at all.
Gayness, that transgender shit, that mixing shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then
it's a cartoon on Disney Plus right now. It's called Out.
Out? Just by the name, that tells you what that is.
Exactly.
So the name of the cartoon is Out. So they coming out as big gay and shit.
Exactly. With a whole man on the front of the cartoon. Yeah, it's called Out. On Disney Plus. My children can't even scroll through Disney Plus and find a movie because they got movies like that on there.
Sick. That's crazy. Let me ask you this. What do you think are going to be some of the solutions that, like, I keep saying, one of the main things that we're going to have to do, we're going to have to take our children out of their indoctrination centers, right? So,
yeah.
You know how you got babies and you know that you homeschool and I got a baby, I'm homeschooling. So we know the dynamics of that and how our people act with that, right? So what are your thoughts on things that, what are some of your things, the things that you think we would have to do to go on to another level? Because it is getting to a point where I don't understand where they think we going. You know what I'm saying? Because what are y'all building for our babies, for their future?
And parents need to be talking to their children in depth a lot more because...
Jay! Oh, shoot. I'm sorry. Wait a minute.
Okay.
I'm sorry. There you go. My thing had went out. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Parents need to start talking to their children because it's everywhere. It's in everything that they see. So it's not like you can hide it from them. It's not like you could just not tell them about it. I think now is the time to be very open and honest about it. Look, this is what the world wants y'all to do, and this is what, you know, is right from wrong. You see, we got to start having those conversations because they're going to see it, and then trying to hide it is not the best thing. Because then they'll get curious, they'll wonder, and this and that, and you want to have the first say and help them truly understand what it is. And then we need our own schools. If you can homeschool, if you can find somebody else to homeschool them, we need our own schools, our own daycares, and just to talk to our children, let them know, nah, that ain't right. Flat out, don't sugarcoat nothing. They ain't sugarcoating it, put it in their face. So why I gotta sugarcoat it, telling them the truth?
Exactly. That's my whole thing about us telling our babies these lies, right?
And be unapologetic about it.
Exactly. Now they talk, their babies are coming after them, they giving them guns. You know what I'm saying? They telling them who their enemy is. I keep saying, you ask a 3-year-old white preschooler. You point to that black preschooler and his clients, and you say, "What did your mama say about him, about Messiah when you go home?" She said that he a nigger, and his mama and them a nigger, and that I'm not supposed to play with niggers.
Right.
But then you ask Messiah what his mama and them tell him about Leviticus. We all need to get along. God said we are on his cheek. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? We are not equipping them with the right ammunition, which is the truth. You feel me? So I totally agree with you. We have to stop feeding them these lies. Because like I said, we think our children need Bibles. Bible is not going to stop a bully. A Bible is not going to stop nothing that's going on with our babies. So why do we continue to feed them this nonsense, this political things? You know what I'm saying? Let me ask you about this. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you your thoughts on the political part of it, right?
Because
I don't believe in it, right? I totally don't believe in it. So I want to know, what are your thoughts? Do you think being more political will help us get to another level?
I say yeah. Being more political and less religious will definitely get us to where we want to be.
Now, I can agree on that, okay. But I'm talking about politics in this country, though.
Yes and no, because we have to deal with it. There is politics here, and they do affect us. Like, we can say, you know, don't vote because voting don't do nothing. True enough. When you vote somebody in and the book that they operating by don't change, then nothing's going to change. But you vote in somebody else and they are also able to change the book that they operating under, some things can and will change.
See, that's what I'm saying. Because my thing is, like, I keep thinking, I say, we got to destroy it, right? So I can see you. They like I said, see, a lot of our people think like this. You know what I'm saying? They keep thinking that if we get into this system and be able to change it, it's gonna change. But then I look at the 400 years we've been trying to. You feel me? So
they're still operating off the same book. Ain't nothing gonna change.
Yeah, they gotta change their book. They got to change. That's what I said. But see, it's not their politics. It's being changed. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not their politics. See, what I'm saying is their politics going in there, their politics is not going to work for us. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
We got to change it to a politics that's going to work for the entire collective. You feel me?
Right.
The entire collective. Now, I want to talk about this human sex and organ trafficking that is still going on. Still going on right now. Right now.
Oh, yeah.
They are kidnapping our children. Not just our children. I'm looking at 21, 22, 23-year-old boys, and young men and young women being picked up and missing, and they don't know where they're headed. So that's why I get so sick and scared. My baby comes and telling me, "Mommy, you too overprotective." Girl, they picking up grown people.
Right.
Picking up grown people. So how do we, I know you are an adamant advocate of this. So let's talk about this for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think, because like I said, people keep thinking that it's not going on. It is still going on more now than any time. You feel me? People somebody told me that it's no more sex trafficking. I said, how can you say that?
Yeah.
It's more trafficking and stuff going on now than it was ever. So what are your thoughts on
this? It's definitely still going on. It's definitely alive and thriving. But that's the problem right there. People don't believe it. I believe I won't say it has a lot to do with pedophilia anymore, because like you said, they're snatching grown folks now. So it's just about what it is. It's about money. It's about those organs. It's about evil rituals. Those things are real. Those things are really happening. I say watch your children, man. We have to watch our babies. We have to talk to them and let them know what's going on. Hi, Pound, P-O-W-N-S. Be more vigilant.
Exactly. Be more in their lives, because that's one of the things Jay be like, "Mama, my friends, they mama, they don't be all in their life like that." I said, "Well, that's their mama. That's not me." You know what I'm saying? Okay, we got another caller call in. We're going to open the line and let this caller join in on the conversation. Area code 901, first three digits 292. I think I know who this is. Welcome, Madam Vice President. Mama Ayo, how you doing tonight, Mama? Come on in the conversation with us.
Thank you. Love to be on. Thank you once again. Good to hear
ma'am.
You, and good to hear everybody on the phone call. That's good.
Yes, ma'am. We're talking about, just different topics. We had some guests, but different things happened where they couldn't come tonight. So right now we're just talking about the sex and human trafficking that's still going on. Can you give us a little insight on what you know about it?
Oh, yes, that is definitely happening. And when we talk about a large, significant number of children and women missing, that is what we call a continuation of a type of slavery that we are used to. We are definitely being snatched, what we call the culture. This particular place, and it doesn't just happen here. It's happening in England. It's happening in Africa. It's happening all over. The sex trafficking trade is alive and well, because you have people who love little children, want to really put women in an oppressive state and use them as if they are sex toys. They think they're going to work, especially women in Africa. They think that they're going to work and be able to make money and send it back to their families, and they get into situations where they know nobody hears from them again, and they're being used in just really, really, y'all, if you understood what they're being used for, how they're being used, it's beyond demonic. You know, anything goes. Sometimes they even know that they're getting ready to lose their lives, because it's real. You know, and you can just imagine with the children have no say, and they're being primed and being used by any type of pedophile that you can imagine. So, yes, it is happening. It is real. And we had a sister in Birmingham, and she had to get she had to get on it because her daughter was missing, and she knew that she was getting ready to be sent into sex slavery, and she waged her campaign and she got her daughter back. But it took some moments. She had to go into the, you know, into those places that only the underground knows about. So she had to actually contact those in the underground so she can get her baby back, her daughter, her 13-year-old daughter. And I know it was a very, very trying experience for her. But she says it's real. It's real.
Oh.
That life is real. Don't play with it. Don't play with it.
Man, that's so, oh my goodness. Because I remember seeing a video with a young lady, her daughter was kidnapped, and she found a video with her daughter with a head shade and a dog chain around the baby's neck. This man had a dog chain around her daughter's neck, had the baby sitting there, and it was like he was a dog. And the lady saw the house that they were sitting in front of, and she said, I'm going to get my baby. She had to go to Chicago and get her daughter. So
that's what I'm talking about.
I can feel that. That's it's so sad. My goodness. So, Sade, is there anything else you want to add to it?
Yeah, we would definitely need more lawyers, more attorneys, more people in law enforcement, you know, able to deal with those situations when they come up, protecting children more and things like that. Hold on one moment.
Okay, I got you. All right. Yeah, and then another thing that I said is this detrimental and that's working on us and that's working against us is this mental illness that is going on with our people. And it's not a joke. It is serious. Mental illness is a cause of our demise. I really feel like that, right? So my thing is this. With mental illness, we have to combat this and we have to address this because most people think, oh, they crazy, be in the back room, leave them alone, this, that, and other. We got to start addressing these issues because I think all of us have a little tinge of mental illness in us. So what are your thoughts on that? Go ahead, whoever wants to start, go ahead and start.
Well, you certainly bring up a great point. I think the whole issue is how are we addressing the potential mental illness? I think it's our reaction to an unjust system, an inhumane system. I think that a lot of times we get caught up that we have a spiritual gift that some folks are determining it's craziness, just because you might see ancestors, you might see people's auras, you might hear certain messages that you get. And see, when you're in your own cultural setting, that's part of the spirituality that surrounds our culture. And we have people and elders and masters in those particular arenas that can guide you through. We're over here in a system that has no relationship. They're not indigenous to the land. They're not indigenous to Africa and its spirituality. And that's one facet of what we could deem is an issue with mental illness. The other one is that we are a dysfunctional people coming up out of slavery and enslavement. Of course we have issues. We are going to have issues because it is called a disconnect with reality. This ain't supposed to be our reality. This ain't our reality. The way things are in the system, the way we are treated by one another and by every place that you turn to, the images that we see and can't quite understand. Well, what is it about us? Everybody's not crazy. Why is it we supposed to be the worst in the world?
Exactly.
The worst.
Exactly.
And And psychologically, we know that there's something wrong, but nobody can give us the proper answers. And definitely, we don't speak in one voice.
Nope.
So that's a big problem.
Dang. Yeah, I totally agree with you.
Yes,
we have a rising, if you go back and you look at Dr. Bobby Wright, he was one of the first psychologists to talk about that we have different levels. It's called menticide. The psychopathic personality he addresses, and then, of course, you coming with all the other elders that talk, Dr. Nathan Hare, him and his wife, Naeem Akbar, you talk about, of course, Dr. Francis Kress Welsing, and you have others. You know, you have others that talk about the psychological glitches that occur within the community based on a culture that is neurotic from its genesis, from its beginning. And we're trying to look at ourselves as being normal when we're emulating who and what they are. Yeah, we got some problems. Yeah, we got some problems.
Exactly.
What are your thoughts, Sarbay?
Say that again.
What are your thoughts?
Yes, I definitely agree with what Mama Ayo said. We have to find better ways to first prevent things like that from happening, and after, definitely find better ways of healing services for our children and adults as well. Prevention and healing services, absolutely.
Sade brought up a very good point as to having more people, you know, in various sectors of society that are able to identify this. That would be possible if we were living in an all-black town and we had our own, where they knew the family, where they would say, so-and-so over there acting up, y'all, let's come over here and get him and figure out what's going on. And that used to happen. People weren't locked down and spent 50 years of... in jail in our black townships, we took care of those things different ways because the community came together. If the community comes together and there's an issue, like some of our soldiers behind the wall, they say the first thing is to protect the women and the children. So when the call goes out, we have enough arms to find out who took the child, find out where they went, get the word out, and our children can be found. Our children can be rescued. The perpetrators can be dealt with without even having to go to the so-called man and the system. That's the kind of stuff we're talking about.
I told you, and
putting them in a situation where we're getting ready to deal with this. There was a young lady on Instagram. And I can't remember, but I was looking at it, and she said, "You elders are wondering why there's a disconnect with the youth. Well, first of all, the youth are addressing the generational curses, the things that are in the closet, the things that are not so nice in our community that nobody wants to talk about.
Religion.
Yeah.
I saw that video. Yes,
so
I saw that video.
Wonderful.
It was very powerful.
Yes, I thought it was wonderful. So she Yes, ma'am.
Because she said, What are some of the things that the younger generation has against the older generation? And then it was like the older generation, they were like, you know, we got to call them out on some of these things. You know what I'm saying? This church stuff. These things that they put us in and they don't want to get us out of. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I saw that video. I totally agree with her. We're addressing things that our mamas and daddies used to tell us. Don't say nothing. Don't do that. Master Benny, don't want us acting like that, you know. Yeah, I saw that. And that's what I wanted to say. our next thing is indoctrination is not education. You feel me? So that's an indoctrination that they don't, that they did to us. You think it's so messed up because I look at how our babies, my our children are so intelligent. So intelligent. And I know that our children are our future. How can we got to change that dynamic? They are not focused on our babies. How can we change that? So whoever wanna start on that, go ahead.
I like that video. I gotta find that video. But I definitely agree with what she was saying. There's a disconnect for a lot of reasons because we're growing up and we're realizing a lot of things shouldn't have went the way that it went. And, yeah, we want to make things go differently. I remember I had a conversation with somebody and they was talking about, in general, how women stayed with their men regardless of what he was doing. He could be beating your mama. Or he's molesting one of the children in the family, but your mother's still right by his side. A lot of daughters grew up and resented their mothers for that. How could you teach me what love is and you not showing me in your own life and in the way that you were raised?
Exactly.
That's what we agree with that. And, exactly. And the religion aspect of it as well. And we need to address these women and men, you know, period. Just people that we know ain't right. Don't be afraid if you see somebody out in public abusing their child. First of all, just open your eyes a little bit more. It's a lot of children going through abuse on a day-to-day basis. If we just looked a little closer, but we too busy, mind my own business. No, that's what's wrong. You see somebody abusing a child, say something. Step in. If you don't see a child in X amount of days, and every time you do, they hair nappy, they clothes dirty, don't look like they've been taken care of, malnourished. Come on now. Those are signs. Those are red flags.
Exactly. I say
those are red flags.
I told you.
Huge thank you.
Exactly. Go ahead, Mama. Go ahead, Mama.
Yo,
you can answer.
Oh, I'm in agreement with what Sister Sade says, but you have to be in an environment. Right now, we're all trying to look for our clan. We're trying to look for our family because a lot of times, even though you're working with issues within your own, what we call our own nuclear extended family, we also are trying to find our community. We're trying to find our community because we cannot do it by ourselves, especially if we have people in our families that do not have the same mentality, the same vision, the same work ethic, the same belief of protection of women and children and the elders. That is something that we have to reinstill and help ourselves to remember that this is not our way. We have to always tell our children that's not our way. And what happens is if you're not in a family who is talking about truth, who's not talking about the history of who we are and what we are, some people will tell you, my grandmother always called white people crackers and them folks and talked about how evil and dirty and nasty they were because that's the information that she passed on. Who in this venue had anybody in their family and sat down and told them what was happening? They told us that they picked cotton. My dad said he had to walk 4 miles to get to school and he started chewing tobacco because he had a spitting issue. All they talk about in Mississippi is, yeah, we had to, we were still picking cotton in the 50s. Didn't nobody sit down? Not too many, because I can only bear witness what my people said and didn't say. Didn't anybody talk about making sure that we took care of our community, come on back to the community once you get your education, blah, 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 blah. That's a community. That's like a that's a vision for a community, not just a family, and it trickles down. That's not our reality. We're trying to reestablish ourselves so that we can, I don't care if it's just this block, like the Nation of Islam used to do. As for this block, don't come up in here. We ain't having it. We don't have it no more because it has to be block by block by block, family by family by family, because that's not where we are right now, y'all. My biggest thing is if you don't have the information to tell your children the truth, that has to be talked about at the dinner table. That has to be talked about when you're just sitting around playing games. That has to be talked about when you're gathering. And it's a remembrance. Check in. How do you feel about that? What's the question? It can't be a matter of I'm telling you this and this is how you get it, because they have too much stimuli that's fighting against the words of truth and power. I yield.
I say. I totally agree with that. Yes, I totally agree with both of you all. I love that. Thank y'all for that input. And like I said, it's gonna take us. Like Sister Sade and I was talking, this week. We are the ones that's gonna have to do the work. That's the thing that's messing with our people. They lazy. And we've been given so much stuff, all these trinkets and all this fake ass shit be given to us, but we think it's like everything so open door, and we don't know what work is anymore. We came out the fields picking cotton 24/7. We ought to know what work is. But we're afraid of it today. You know what I'm saying? So I want to talk about the death of Malcolm X's daughter, right? I want to know if y'all think this was, just a natural occurrence, or what are your thoughts on it? Because I'm like, it's a conspiracy behind his legacy. They've been attacking this man ever since he's been here. So what are your thoughts on that? Do you think that was something that was planned, or do you think what are your thoughts on Maya or Sade, if one could start?
I definitely think it was a setup. Something happened just because of who she was. That's pretty obvious to me. Who she was, who her father was. Yeah.
Oh,
I see. He wanted to see that.
You got something you want to say about it, Mom?
Well, Mom, I can say I totally agree with what Sister Sade is saying. I also know that eventually there will be truth because
whether we like it or not, we ain't stupid as we look. We ain't stupid as we look. We're not stupid as we look, and we got soldiers, let me just put it like this, on the ground doing the investigation. So before long, truth will be known.
Ashe. All right, Mama, I want you to give us an update on the Republic of New Africa and the things that we have coming up with our nation. So I want you to give us an update before we get off today, and then I want y'all to get us a closing together. Like I said, as always, I love y'all. Y'all are faithful supporters. You know, like y'all my babies, man. I love y'all. I love y'all. I love these conversations that we continue to have. And I want y'all to get a closing together for us, but I want you to give us an update on the what's going on with the Republic of New Africa, Mama. Can you do that for us today?
Well, I know that, again, we're going to have our New African Nation Day. It will be held in March 25th through 27th in Birmingham. We're asking New Africans to come and be a part of the community to show that the nation still exists. We have lots of things to talk about, but mainly just connecting with family. Connecting with family and knowing that we're still on the same mission. It has not changed. We are going to be asking New Africans over the next few weeks, with Melly Queen and Sade's assistance, sending emails, posting every day, inviting people to join, to come, and if you can't join, you can't come because some people can't. So that's just the reality of it. You will make a kind donation as our fundraising strategies are put on the board. Buy a T-shirt if you can't come. You know, order, go on and register as a citizen, and start getting some of those documents and historical pieces that are legacies for your children. Legacies. So, yes, we're very excited. We're really, really happy that hey, the nation still exists. You have some nations. They have risen, and they have fallen. We have not fallen. We've been attacked, but we have not fallen, comrades.
I say. Go ahead, Sister Chabé. Like I said, I'm going to thank you for always supporting. You know, you my fam. You know what I'm saying? We family. You know what I'm saying? Because I tell people, I said, my family, you know, they don't understand the plight that I'm on, the journey that I'm on. They don't understand why I pulled my baby out of the pool. They don't understand why I don't celebrate Christmas no more. I don't believe in God anymore. So I had to migrate to new family. Y'all are family to me now. You know what I'm saying? So I love y'all. And like I said, thank you all for always supporting, always.
Oh,
yes, I would just say thank you for having me on. I love you all so much. And everybody else, protect the babies. Stay focused. Start growing some food. Drink more water.
I say. Stay healthy. Above all, stay healthy and stay alive. Stay alive.
I want to thank you all for joining us. Always support the Truth and Power Corner. You can send love donations to $ Vanguard's Academy. That's $VANGURADSACADEMY. Vanguard's Academy. Always support. Thank you all. Like I said, I love you all. All power to the people. Black power.
If I can change my color, if I can change my color, but what I wanna be, they say the whiter the brighter, you black to a fighter. 401 years of oppression, but still managed to pull up in that 2020 Tesla. That's good credit, right? Gotta keep your hustle tight. Take care of your kids, cause that karma hit. And I ain't got no daughters, but I wish I did. These little boys I got, I swear they gotta be militant. Yeah, cause these people, they killing. And I'll be damned if a c***a take mine on some racist. That's why I'm teaching about black facing. And the KKK, that's something we can't escape. They escape.
They don't like you cause you black. They gon' judge you from the start. Don't want no hate up in your heart, but you gotta move smart. They gon' judge you cause you dark.
Mama, they really had kids in the field. They don't care how it feels. Slavery paid the bills. Mama, this is no more designed for us to fail. How you give a man freedom but don't give a man a bill? Well mama, what happened to 40 acres and mules? The only time they respect us is when we keep them a meal. Wait, blackface? Why they making us out of food? Those stereotypes are ugly. We're gonna need for something to prove. We gotta think harder, we gotta be smarter. They said by the third grade if I can't read, I'ma be just like my father. And that's incarcerated. What happened to proclamation emancipation? I gotta learn all my history, it's your mystery. My teacher keep on bringing up slaves, that's what she did for me.
Listen, a wise man once said, education is the passport to the future. But tomorrow belongs to who prepared for it today.
Back in the days, I used to wanna be the cop.
I remember.
The good God, till Rihanna got shot. I couldn't imagine my mama is all I got.
So they keep their knee on our neck, it's a sacrifice when we die. George Floyd, y'all killed him, it's no excuses. Over a fake 20, really, that shit was gruesome.
You mean to tell me that Abraham Lincoln didn't really free the